time to bring to you today's message by Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. May God bless you as you listen.
unto the Lord we are gathering together. Unto the Lord we are gathered.
Worship the Almighty. Sing to Him in the spirit. Worship the Almighty. Worship the King of Kings. Worship the Almighty. The unshakable Lord. Father,
Baba,
together as one, we your children are saying good morning, Lord. Good morning, King of Kings, Lord. Good morning, Ancient of Days. Good morning, Rock of Ages. Good morning, the Unchangeable Lord. Good morning, Alpha. Good morning, Omega. Good morning, beginning and the ending. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you for watching over us while we were sleeping. While we were sleeping, you were awake.
Because
you never sleep, you never slumber. Good morning, Lord. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Thank you for yesterday. Thank you for today. Thank you in advance for tomorrow. Thank you because all will be well. Thank you for your convention. Thank you for the rest of our lives. Glory be to your name. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Today,
lonnie,
like never before,
lona ti egba se beere,
speak to us.
E ba wa soro.
Challenge us.
E pe wa ni ija.
Change us.
E yi wa pada.
Draw us closer to yourself.
E pa wa mo odo ara yin.
And let all be well.
Ki ohun gbogbo ko si ma dara si.
In Jesus' mighty name we are praying.
Li oruko nla Jesu.
Amen.
Amen.
Let somebody shout
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I shake hands with two or three people and say good morning. God bless you. And then you may be seated. We started yesterday by looking at some basic home training things. We learned yesterday also that those who have home training never struggle. They don't struggle for what? They don't struggle for food. They don't struggle for seeds. They don't struggle for position. And how do they drive? They don't overspeed. And they don't break traffic rules. All right. Because they always remember whose children they are. They don't fight in the street. Because they remember the children of whom.
Yeah.
We advise you to teach your congregation.
As if you lay low, gaga be a moron, Latin, you pick up by the law, Lake Aloko, or my Joa.
And then we started looking at 2 Kings chapter 13.
As the Beresinicia, you will see where I want back a G, Ori Ketala.
From verse 14 to 21.
Latia said, Kerry, Latitide, I said, Cockale logo.
Where the Bible says, and Elisha was six.
Elisha, oh, Shaison.
When the sickness by which he died. It's interesting to note that Elisha was sick only once.
Oh, yeah, unto munu eni don lati shawari pe Elisha yi.
That one sickness, he didn't survive it. Then we talked about categories of greatness. Great.
Eyiti otobi.
Very great.
Eyiti otobi jojo.
And exceedingly great.
Eyiti otobi lopolopo.
And we also looked at greatness from another perspective.
Bakana ni atuti ihamira ye itobi tabi idienila wo.
We said some greatness crumble in the lifetime of the man who is great.
Aso wipe awon itobi elomira ma npa re ninu aye loju aye eni to tobi.
Some greatness lasts all life long.
Ati wipe itobi awon elomira nse lo ma nba won kole.
And some outlived their greatness.
I want me to see what
some greatness outlived their owner rather.
Ati keta wipe ipepele keta ni pe itobi awon elomiran o ma ntayo ojo aye won.
So we decided to study the man Elisha.
Asipinu lati keto ni ti igbe aye Elisha.
Whose greatness outlived him.
Eni ti o je pe ititobi re
Then we said the fact that Elisha was sick confirms that whatever treasure we have is in an earthen vessel.
As she alaye pe otito pe Elisha yi sa isan o tumo si pe gbogbo ebun ki ebun ta le ni ninu ohun elo amo lo yi wa sibe sibe.
And it doesn't matter how great you are still a man.
Koni fi se bi itobi re ti le hun ko ri to sibe sibe eniyan elena ara ni iwo se.
You must never forget that.
O si gbogbodo fi igba kankan gbagbe eleyi.
That there is someone who is never tired.
Pe enikan be ti ki re.
And his name is God.
Oruko re si ni Olorun.
But that is willing to share.
Ati pe ohun ti mura tan lati se ajo pin.
Ready to give strength to the weak.
O ti mura tan lati fi okun fun alailera.
Power to the faint.
Agbara fun awon ti won share.
That if you can remain connected to him.
Wi pe ti o ba le fi ara re ha sinu ago ara ti re.
You can continuously draw from his strength.
O le ma ti igbade igba fa lati nu agbara yi sinu aye re.
We also said that he made provision for healing.
As he saw, ni daniloju pe Olorun ti se ipese fun imularada.
Provided you are willing to repent and confess your sins.
Kiki bi iwo ba mura tan lati ronuku wada ki o si je wa awon ese re.
Before asking him to heal you.
Ki o to le so wi pe ko wu o san tabi ko mu olarada.
That he will normally forgive first before healing.
Wi pe ohun akoko ti Olorun ma nse ni pe ko akoko dariji na ki o to se imularada.
And that he made provision for health.
Ati pe Olorun ti se ipese fun ilera.
So that you don't even have to be sick at all.
Pe ko ni idi fun o lati sa isan rara.
If you will hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord your God.
Ti iwo o ba feti sile gidigiri lati gbo ohun Oluwa Olorun re.
To observe and to do all that he has commanded you.
Lati ma kiyesi ati lati ma se ohun gbogbo won ni eyi ti o ti pa lase fun o.
We also said that if only you can learn how to fast correctly.
Atun so fun wa wi pe bi a o ba keko lati gba awe ni ona to 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 to.
Then your health will break forth like the bright morning.
Ilera re yo buyo gege bi owuro ojo tutun.
We said that when God brought his people out of Egypt.
A so wi pe nigba ti Olorun mu awon eniyan re jade lati ile Egypt wa.
There was not a single feeble one among them.
Ko si okan kan ninu won to se alailera.
Which means that it is possible for all of us to be absolutely healthy.
Eyi ti o tumo si wi pe o se se fun gbogbo wa ka ni ilera to peye.
Is anyone here this morning who has a testimony that God healed him or her overnight?
Inje ni kan ni wa ni ile oro yi to ni eri lati je fun wa wi pe Olorun mu ohun larada li oju oro ohun.
I see one, two.
Ari owo loke ari bi meta meri marun.
Quite a few. All right.
Awon eniyan wa kakiri t'Olorun se imularada ninu agbo ara won lojojo.
Those who were healed overnight, let me hear you shout hallelujah.
Awon ti amularada lojojo ru e pe hallelujah.
Those who are yet to be healed, may God increase your faith.
Awon ti won jeje fa igba imularada awon agbadura fun yin pe ki Olorun ko so igbagbo yin di pupo.
Long before the convention begins, you will be in health.
Amen. Ṣé ajú ká tó bẹ̀rẹ̀ àjọ̀dún ọlọ́dọọdún yìí lera yẹ yóò ti péye lórúkọ Jésù.
So Elisha was sick.
Elisha, ó ń ṣàìsàn.
And died.
Ó sì kú.
Elisha
died. Elisha, ó kú.
Elisha of all people.
Elisha, nínú gbogbo ènìyàn.
With all the anointing in his bones.
Pẹ̀lú gbogbo àwọn ìfòróró yẹn wọ́n ní tó wà nínú egungun rẹ̀.
He still died.
Síbẹ̀síbẹ̀, ó ṣàìsàn, ó sì kú.
Bible scholars told us he died at the age of 120.
Àwọn ọmọ akẹ́kọ̀ọ́ Bíbélì sọ fún wa wípé ó kú ní ọmọ ọgọ́fà ọdún.
That means he tried.
Èyí ni pé ó gbìyànjú.
120 is a long time to live.
Ọgọ́fà ọdún jẹ́ ọjọ́ gbọ̀nrangbọ̀n téèyàn fi lè gbé láyé.
And if I'm going to be 120, that means I've just passed half line.
Èyí túmọ̀ sí pé bí bàbá máa lo ọgọ́fà ọdún, níṣẹ́ ni wọ́n jẹ̀jẹ̀ kọjá agbede méjì ìlà.
There are some people on my left hand side who passed the half line almost 10 years ago.
Àwọn kan wà ní ọwọ́ àlàáfíà mi tó jẹ́ pé wọ́n ti kọjá nínú ipò bẹ́ẹ̀ ní nǹkan bí ọdún mẹ́wàá sẹ́yìn.
120 is what God promised Moses.
Ọgọ́fà ọdún ni Ọlọ́run ṣe ìlérí rẹ̀ fún Mose.
Moses lived 122.
Mose gbé ọgọ́fà ọdún lé ayé.
See, God made arrangement for long life.
Ọlọ́run ṣe ètò fún ẹ̀mí gígùn àti ìgbé pẹ́ láyé.
Isaiah 65 verse 20.
Ìwé wòlíì Isaiah orí ìkarùndínní ọgọ́ta.
65.
Orí ìkarùndínní àádọ́rin.
Verse 20.
Ẹsẹ̀ ogún.
Isaiah 65 verse 20.
Ìwé Isaiah orí ìkarùndínní àádọ́rin ẹsẹ̀ ogún.
Said a child would die 100 years old.
Ó sọ wípé àwọn ọmọdé ni yóò máa kú ní ọmọ ọgọ́rùn ọdún.
I share with us some of the past Holy Ghost services.
A ṣe àjọ pé èyí pẹ̀lú wa nínú àwọn ìsẹ̀mí mímọ́ tí ó kọjá.
You come to church on Sunday.
Pé wà wá sí ilé ìjọsìn ní ọjọ́ ìsinmi.
And they say, oh, sorry, we lost a child last week.
Wọ́n á sì sọ pé, ó mà ṣe o, a pàdánù ọmọ kékeré kan ní àná.
Oh, how old was the child?
Kí ni ọjọ́ orí ọmọdé náà?
He has just celebrated his 100 years anniversary.
Ìṣe ló ṣẹ̀ṣẹ̀ ṣe àjọ̀dún ọgọ́rùn-ún ọdún rẹ̀ tán lọ́wọ́lọ́wọ́.
That will be your testimony soon in Jesus' name.
Eléyìí kò ní pẹ́ di ẹ̀rí tirẹ̀ náà ní orúkọ Jésù.
Psalm 128.
Orin Dávidì orí ìkẹtàdínní àádọ́fà.
128.
Orin Dávidì orí ìkejìdínní àádọ́fà. Orí kejìdínní àádọ́je.
Verse 1-6.
Ẹsẹ̀ kìíní dídí ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹfà.
Tells you that one of the blessings of God is that you will see your children's children.
Ó sọ fún wa wípé ọ̀kan lára ìbùkún tí Ọlọ́run máa ń bùkún fún àwọn tirẹ̀ ni pé ìwọ yóò rí irú ọmọ rẹ.
And that will be true of you also in Jesus' name.
Eléyìí pẹ̀lú yóò jẹ́ ìpín rẹ ní orúkọ ńlá Jésù.
So we find that in Deuteronomy 34 verse 7.
A wá rí nínú ìwé Deuteronomy orí 24 ẹsẹ̀ ìkeje.
Deuteronomy 34 verse 7.
Ìwé Deuteronomy orí 24 ẹsẹ̀ keje.
The Bible says Moses was 120 years old.
Bíbélì sọ fún wa pé Mose jẹ́ ọmọ ọgọ́fà ọdún.
And he was not a weakling.
Kìí sì ṣe olókùnrùn tàbí ọpẹ àrùn ènìyàn.
His eyes were bright.
Àwọn ojú rẹ̀ mọ́lẹ̀ ṣáṣá.
He was healthy, he was strong.
Ó ní ìlera bẹ́ẹ̀ ni ó sì ní okun.
When the Bible says his natural forces were not abated.
Nígbà tí Bíbélì sọ fún wa pé àwọn àwọ̀ ojú rẹ̀ pàápàá kò báfo.
Natural forces.
Àwọn okun àti iṣan.
Not abated.
Pé kò lọ́lẹ̀.
Means he could still father a child.
Ètì tó ń túmọ̀ sí wípé ní àkókò táwọn yìí ó yìí lè bí bẹ́ta.
He was healthy, he was strong.
Ó ní okun, ó ní agbára.
So you are going to grow old, but you are not going to become weak.
Gbogbo olókólókò yín náà yóò máa dàgbà ló máa darúgbó ẹ ò sì ní di akurẹ́ tẹ ènìyàn.
Problem with trees, what you learned yesterday you forgot.
Ohun tí ó jẹ́ ìṣòro tó ń ṣe wá ni wípé ohun tá a kọ́kọ́ rẹ̀ lánàá kó tó di òwúrọ̀ yìí a ti gbàgbé.
I say you will grow old.
Mo sọ wípé ẹ ó dàgbà ẹ ó darúgbó.
But you will not grow weak.
A sì sọ fún yín pé agbara yin o ni diku ninu ojo arugbo yin.
In Joshua 24 verse 29.
Ninu we Joshua ori ikerin le ni ogun ese kokandilogbon.
Joshua 24 29.
Iwe Joshua ori ikerin le logun ese kokandilogbon.
Bible tells us that Joshua was 110 years old before he died.
Bible so fun wa wi pe Joshua je omo adofa odun.
So God made provision for long life.
Olorun ti kalara re se ti se ipese emi gigun.
And if it is long life with joy, why not? If it is long life with divine health, why not? If it is long life without sorrow, why not? If it is long life with all my senses absolutely in perfect condition, why not?
Bi o ba je pe emi gigun to je pe oye mi ati opolo mi wa ni pipe chan chan chan, kini idi ti mi o fi ni fe?
If it is long life and I can still conduct a night vigil, why not?
Bo ba je pe emi gigun ni ti mo si le se asun ogan ojo oro, kini idi re ti mi o fi ni fe?
So you will live long.
Nitori na ojo yin a pe bi ti gi ope.
And you won't grow weak.
Agbara yin o se ni diku ni gbogbo akoko na.
And you will not spend your long life with sorrow.
Eh o si ni lo ojo pipe yin ninu ibanuje.
Anything you want to eat, no matter how old you become, will be available unto you.
O ko ti e ba fe je, bo ti le hun ke dagba to bi gbogbo yin ba ti e ti kata yo ma to arowo to yin.
No, I'm decreeing now that you will no longer lose any of your teeth.
Mo gba je nisisi wi pe yin yo ni ka pa pa.
I say I decree your teeth will no longer drop.
Wi pe eyin yo ni won danu.
I decree that your eyes will grow brighter.
Mo pa la se wi pe oju yin yo ma mole siwaju si.
And I command all joints now that they will begin to respond to the word of God.
Mo si pa se nisisin bi gbogbo awon orikeriki ara ati awon oseku apa ati tese ki won be si ni se idahun si oro Olorun.
Anything that is already worn out in your body, God will replace.
Ohun ko ohun to ba ti kose ninu ago ara re Olorun yo se iparo re lowuro yi.
I better hear a big amen to that one.
Iba se pe iba dara ko se abi lala si eleyi.
However,
sibesibe,
according to Hebrews 9:27,
gege bi ati ri ninu iwe Hebrews orikesan ese iketadinlogbon.
Hebrews 9:27,
iwe Hebrews orikesan ese iketadinlogbon.
It is appointed unto man once to die.
Ati pa lase fun eniyan lati ku lekan.
Everybody will keep that appointment.
Gbogbo lukuluku wa lo si ma san igbese yi nigba to ba ya.
If the Lord tarries.
E ni pe ti Jesu ba fa bibo re seyin.
It is appointed unto man once to die.
Nitori ta ti yan fun eniyan lati ku lekan soso.
Thank God he didn't say it is appointed to man to die several times.
A dupe wi pe bibeli o so wi pe a so fun ati fidi re mule fun eniyan lati ma ku le iku.
He said it is appointed unto man how many times to die.
Oni ati yan fun eniyan lati ku le melo.
That is the reason why we should not bother ourselves about that.
Idi ni yi ti a ko gbodo bi saniyan tabi sa pon nipa ti ku.
It's going to come.
O ma wa ni o daju.
When it's going to come.
Nigba to ba ma wa.
And it will come only once.
So si je pe kan soso lo ma wa.
And when it is time for it to come, we will be ready.
Nigba ti o ba ti ma fi to agogo fun iku lati wa be owo yo ti mura sile.
There is an English saying that says cowards die many times before they are dead.
Awon Bible oro kan wa ti won so pe awon ojo won a ma ku lera lera si aju ojo iku won.
But the bold die but once, only once.
Sugbon awon olugboya won ma ku e kan soso ni.
The reason this appointment is so settled.
Idi ti o fi je yi pe idahun si ipalase yi ti fidi kale.
It's because of Genesis chapter 3 verse 17 to 19.
O je itori ti iwe Genesis ori keta ese keta de logun titi de ese kokan de logun.
Genesis 3:17 to 19.
Iwe Genesis ori keta ese iketa de logun titi de ese kokan de logun.
God said to Abraham, to Adam.
Olorun so fun Adamu.
Dost thou art.
Erupele sa ni iwo se.
To dust thou shalt return.
Ecclesiastes
12 verse 7. Ecclesiastes 12 verse 7.
Iwe oniwasu orikejila esekeje.
It says, dust will return to dust.
O so wipe ekuru yo pada si eru ekuru.
But the spirit will go back to the Almighty God.
Emi yo si pada lo si odo Olorun.
And I like what Paul said.
Mo si faramo ohun ti Paul so.
In 2 Corinthians 5, verse 1 to 4.
Ninu we keji Corinthi orikarun ese kini titi di ese kerin.
2 Corinthians 5 to 1
to 4. Iwe keji Corinthi orikarun ese kini titi di ese ikerin.
He said, when this tabernacle, this present body, dissolves.
Oni ni bati agwa ara yi ba wo.
We have a building of God.
Awani ile kan ti se ti Olorun.
A house that is eternal in the heavens.
Ile to je ayeraye ninu awon orun.
When this wine, which is dust, collapses.
Nigbati eyiyi ti se ti erupe ba wo.
There is one that is eternal.
Ikan wa ti se ti ayeraye.
And I'm looking forward to my own.
Emi nfoju sana fun ile ayeraye mi.
One day.
Ni ojo kan.
I'm going to put on that house that is eternal.
Emi o gbe ile eniwo eji se aye raye.
The beauty of it is that when you put that eternal house on, it is then you'll be able to see Jesus Christ face to face.
E wa ibe ni wipe nigba to ba gbe ile aye raye yi wo, igba na lo to le ri Jesu ni oju koroju.
And Hebrews 11 verse 10.
Iwe Hebrew ori kewa es.
Hebrews 11 verse 10.
Iwe Hebrew ori kokala ese kewa.
They declare that this world is not really our home.
O so gbangba di mimo fun wa pe aye yi ki se ti wa.
Just passing through.
Nse ni a kan re koja lonu re.
There is a city.
Ilu kan be
whose maker and builder is God.
Eni ti se oluseda ati oludasile re Olorun.
There's a city that God is the architect and the builder of.
Ile kan be ilu kan be ti to je pe Olorun ni ayaworan re ohun si ni oluko ilu na.
And I mean, the little we've heard about that city.
Ati ma lo si
wa ibadie ti ati gbo.
Ibadie ti ati gbo nipa eleyi
tells us that the very street is made of gold.
O so fun aye pe ita opopona be ita wura ni wura la fi se loso.
From some of the people who have caught glimpses of the place and had come back to tell us.
Lati odo awon ti won ti lu guru sohun ti won ti ri iran be ti won si pada wa so fun wa.
It is beautiful beyond description.
O je ohun to dara koja ohun ti eniyan le sapejuwe.
So I don't see why anybody should be afraid to want to go there.
Emi o mo idi ti enikeni fi le beru bi lati lo si ibi ti a ko le sapejuwe yi.
Beautiful beyond description.
Ani o rewa o dara koja ohun asapejuwe.
No sun there.
Ko si orun nibe.
No heat there.
Ko si oru nibe.
No weeping there.
Ko si ekun nibe.
No pain there.
Ko si irora nibe.
No fuel shortage there.
Ko si ọwọn gogo epo iwa moto nibe.
No hunger there, no thirst.
Ko si ebi, ko si orugbe nibe.
I'm going there.
Emi lo be o.
How many of you are going with me? I see you there one day in Jesus. There is provision made for long life. But some people may leave early. Stephen left early.
Stefano, o lo saju ojo tire.
Not because he sinned.
Ki se yi pe nitori pe dese o.
At he left early.
Ṣugbọn o lo saju ojo iku re.
O tete lo.
O tete lo saju.
John the Baptist left early.
Bakana ni jo Johanu onitebo mi ohun na lo saju.
And Jesus Christ himself left only at the age of 33.
Jesu omo odun 33 ni nigba ti ohun na gbe toju ogonu.
So some may leave early.
Awon kan le lo saju.
And some may decide to stay a little longer here.
Awon kan si le pinu ati farada die si ni.
It's a matter of choice.
Oro yi duro lori yiyan.
Philippians 1:22-24.
Iwe Philippi ori kini lati ese ikokanlelogun titi ese kerinlelogun.
Philippians 1.
Iwe Philippi ori kini
22 to 24.
Ese ikejilelogun titi ese ikerinlelogun.
Paul said,
Paul, down wipe.
I found myself in a strait between two things.
Mo wo ba ara mi ni agbede meji, ohun meji.
Either to depart and be with the Lord, which is far better.
Yala lati tin kuro lo lati wa lodo Oluwa eyi to dara gan.
Or to stay here around a little more because of you people.
Tabi pe kin farada die si niyin ni titori eyin eniyan.
He said, okay, I choose to stay for a little longer.
Oni mo yan lati duro die si.
But when he gets to 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 6.
Sugbon nigba to de iwe keji Timothy ori kerin ese kefa.
2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 6.
Iwe keji Timothy ori kerin ese kefa.
He said, I'm ready to go.
He said,
it doesn't matter whether you people ask me to stay or not. He said, I am going.
So
partly, it's a matter of choice.
We were.
Partly, it is a matter of choice.
Kikuro ni oje oro yiyan.
And the second part is, it is a matter of finish and go. Second Timothy chapter 4 verse
7-8.
Second Timothy chapter 4 verse 7-8.
Iwe keji Timothy oriki.
Second Timothy chapter 4.
Verse
7-8.
He
said, now I've finished my assignment. I'm going. Finish and go. Some people may finish early, some people may finish late.
I want me Laura Lati Pari.
One thing is sure. If you run your race well, God will give you a hint when he thinks it is time for you to come. In
2
Peter chapter 1, verse 12-14. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 12-14.
Iwe keji Peteru orikini ese keji la si ese kerinla.
Is Peter say?
Peteru dawon wi pe.
I think I am writing my last epistle to you people.
Moro wi pe iwe ikosini ikeyin mi ni mo nko si eyin eniyan yi.
To remind you of certain important things.
Lati le ran yin leti awon ohun pataki kan.
He said, because very soon I will be going.
Ni titori pe laipe jojo won o tin kuro lo.
As the Lord has told me.
Gege bi Olorun ti fi to mi leti.
He said the Lord told him, Peter, get ready, you will soon be coming home.
Olorun so fun ohun pe Peteru ma gbaradi pale mo o ni pe wale.
He said, while I am here, let me quickly remind you of some things.
Oni ni igba ti mo yi wa pelu yin yi e je ki ran yin leti awon ohun kan.
If you're going, if you're running your race very well, God will give you a hint.
Bi o ba nsa ereje re bo se ye ko sa Olorun yo fun ni afitoni leti ko to lo.
Then I've told you the story of a man.
Mo ro pe mo ti so itan arakunrin kan fun wa.
Who was an author of many books.
Eni ti o ti ko opolopo iwe.
Finished the 39th book.
O ko iwe 39 lo jeje
n pari.
39 lo jeje n pari.
And as he was starting, was about to start the 40th book.
Bi o si ti fe bere iko iwe 40 re.
God spoke to him and said,
Olorun ba soro o si wi pe,
don't start that.
Ma bere iwe keji le 40 yo.
Because we won't finish it.
Nitori pe bo ba bere o ni le pari.
Oh. Okay, Lord, how many more days to go?
Oni Oluwa, ojo melo lo ku si fun mi lati lo.
God told him.
Olorun so fun.
He did a very beautiful thing.
O si se ohun to rewa jojo.
He sent for all his children.
O ran je si gbogbo awon omo re pata.
And asked them to arrive on a particular day.
O so o da ojo kan pato fun won ti won o de si odo re.
They all gathered together.
Gbogbo won si pejo po pata.
Yeah, they
drank.
They sang.
One calling.
Had a wonderful time.
One near Coco Tore Wajulo.
When it was about 5 minutes to midnight.
Nigba to tongue be a go meji la o ruku ichajuma.
After he has blessed all his children.
Laying but you to surefu bugwa one more tongue patakpo.
He said, I'm going to rest.
Oni ni isin mo nwo inu isimi mi lo.
Oni mo nlo sun.
Mo nlo sun.
So he left.
O si ti be kuro.
And the children said, after 12, this man didn't even tell us why he called us together.
Awon omo re wa ranti wi pe baba yi o so fun awon idi to ti e fi pe awon jo leyin ago meji la koja iseju de.
Let's find out if he's not yet asleep, so he could at least tell us why we're here. And they got there, they discover Papa has gone. I like that one, it's very neat. Made all arrangements. Bless his children. Attended as it were his own funeral service.
Oh,
and then just left. For the Christian, death should bring no fear at all. 1 Corinthians
15.
Verse
55
to 56. 1 Corinthians
15, 55 to 56.
Oh, Bible says death has already lost its sting. Because the sting of death is sin. And once you are living holy, then death has no sting with which to sting you. It's only when you are not living holy that you are afraid of dying.
Oh, yeah, but oh, baby, are you a mimo? If banana, you could you, my bow?
I remember my own mother.
Morati, yeah, to me.
When she saw that the days were drawing near.
Nobody worry, we pay, and what you want in Sumetile.
First of all, he called all of us, our children, together.
Like a car, one and check people go out, one more job.
And blessed us.
What's the story for?
She said, because. Was talking about me. He said, the way you are going, you are not likely to be in when I die.
Once in Sunday party, Baba wa nigba na ipe because nitori pe boro se nlo yi ko fidi mule ko ma wa nitosi ngba ti mama ma lo.
So let better bless all of you now. So wherever you are when I die, won't matter.
Nitori be nigba te yi wa ni arowo to yi ka kuku ya ibuku yi lo yin biki bi te ba de ma lo ibuku a ma ba yin lo.
And as she prophesied, I was in London when she died.
London Baba wa nigba ti mama re koja lo.
Then she was practically making fun of death. She said to me, I want to see the dress I will wear when
I die. So fun baba wa nigba na yi pe aso ti mo ma wo nigba ti mba ku e fi han mi mo fe ri.
So we built the dress.
Asi ran aso na.
She wore it.
On wo loju aye won.
Check it out.
Won ye wo lara won.
Say, ah, this is good. This
won
is okay.
Ele eleida o da o mo toto.
We were discussing death as if we were discussing a wedding.
An soro iku bi eni pe oro igbeyawo ni an so.
Checking out the dress.
Won ye aso ti won ma wo ni isifu isiku won wo.
It's a pity that the lady who sold the dress herself is dead now. Otherwise, I will ask her to testify.
Oh, Shenila, I know you pay a rabbit and tea. Oh, I'm sure it's cool, Mama. I want to tell you about Mama. That's a bear call. I'm going to do the jerry.
Christians should look forward to that last journey with excitement.
In a joy, can you hear? In a joy, you look back, but bottom up for you, son. Tossy Mama, retire, knee back, keep back.
I attended the funeral service of. My former professor some time ago.
Mo lo sibi isiku eni ti o je professor mi chaju tele ri.
And during the service, they were singing the song Forever with the Lord.
Ngba ti lagogo ni arin gbede meji isiku won tin ko orun wi pe titi laye lodo Oluwa.
You know the song. Forever with the Lord, amen. So let it be, and so on and so forth.
Titi lai lodo luwa mi be ni kori be na ni o mari.
And I was watching, and suddenly I saw the words coming alive to me.
Lojiji ni mo wa bere si ni se akiyesi oro won yi to bere si ni jade si mi laaye.
And I was crying.
Omijesi bere si ni bo loju
mi. When I suddenly realized that this psalm says it all.
Nigba ti o ka mi ku wi pe orin awon oro orin yi o salaye re fanyan.
Every day is taking me nearer home.
Ni gbogbo ojojo lo mu mi sumole si.
I'm a stranger here, I'm going home.
Alejo ati atiko ni mi ni won ti kuro lo sile lojo kan.
And every day I'm getting closer and closer to where my Lord is.
Ni gbogbo ojojo ni mo si nfi awon ojo ni mo nfi ojojo kan kan sumole si ibi ti Oluwa mi gbe wa.
I'm about to see the one that I love without seeing.
Emi na si fe ri eni na ti mo feran re.
How many of you are looking forward to seeing Jesus?
And then
why are we so worried about
that? All I
would advise us to do, brethren,
is
the advice in Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1. Hebrews 12 verse
1.
Run with patience the race that is set before you.
Lay aside
every weight. And particularly those things that easily beset you. Your own weaknesses that you know could hinder you from seeing the Lord on the last day, lay them aside.
Lera ti woti kalara re to mo ko le di olowo lati ri Oluwa re ni ojo ikeyin.
We have come to a convention where we want to discuss unlimited greatness. We as ministers, we must never forget that our number one vision is to make heaven. Any greatness that takes you away from heaven is not a beneficial greatness.
I know
I'm going to make heaven. I don't know about you, but I know about my own. Some of you can't even say it out. You're not sure. Settle the issue of heaven first. Some of us will go early, some of us will go late. The important thing is we make it.
Ṣugbọn yi to ṣe pataki nibe julọ ni wi pe boya o cha julọ o babi o gbeyin lo o cha ri ko dorun.
Therefore, settle the issue of making heaven.
Ni titori na oro didi orun nikeyin je ko yanju gbangba ninu oro re.
Some people may be sick like Elisha.
Awon elomiran le wa ti won sha isan gege bi Elisha.
And on their deathbed, they may have the opportunity to quickly put right whatever remains that is not yet right.
Lori akete aisan won le ni anfani lati tete se awon atunse ohun to ye ko mo si oju eto.
But some people will just pass away from just in the stroke of an eye.
Sugbon awon miran wa to je pe won o ni riru anfani yi ni iseju aya ni won o re koja lo.
Some of you remember the story of a professor.
Professor kan
who went for a conference somewhere in Africa.
Eni ti o lo si ipejopo kan ni agbegbe kan ni orilede Adulawo yi.
And then they were returning home.
Won si npada bo wa se le.
And they got to Nairobi.
Won si de Nairobi.
And they have announced the burden of the aircraft that will bring them to Nigeria.
What it is she ikede oko ofurufu to ma gbe won lati Nairobi wa si orilede Nigeria.
There was nothing wrong with him.
Ko si ohun kankan to ba fo ninu agbara
re. No sickness, nothing.
Ko si asan kankan ninu agbara re.
He was already on the queue.
o ti e ti wa lori ila ti o nto wo lati wole
to enter into the plane
lati to wo nu oko ofurufu.
When he heard God speak,
nigba to gbo ti Olorun soro,
son,
iwo omo mi okunrin,
another plane has landed.
Oko ofurufu miran ma ti gunle,
going to heaven.
Eyi to nlo si orun.
If you bought the one going to Nigeria,
to ba wo oko ofurufu to nlo si orilede Nigeria,
you won't make it to heaven.
Oh, man, lady, orun.
And there is one now waiting to take you
to heaven. Duro to fe gbe lo si orun.
What is your choice?
Kini yiyan re?
And of course, he chose to go to heaven.
Daju daju nse lo yan lati lo si orun.
So on the line where he was,
lori ila bi to duro si lati wole,
he just went down.
Ibe lo ti lo le do.
And before anybody could do anything,
ko to di pe enikeni ti le se le mo nkan kan tabi se nkan,
the plane to heaven has already taken off.
Oko ofurufu to ngbe lo si orun gan ti mura ti gbe lo.
Some will have no long time to prepare.
Awon kan o ni ni akoko to gun to lati mu ohun gbogbo wa seto.
I also remember the testimony of a young man.
Be na ni arati tan odomokunrin kan.
They were going to Okitipupa to hold a crusade.
Won lo si Okitipupa lati lo se iwasu ita gbangba.
And they were waylaid by armed robbers on the way.
Awon adigunjale si kolu won le oju ona won.
And he saw the cutlass of the armed robber.
O si ri ada awon adigunjale loke.
Coming down on his head.
To si n bo ni ori atari re.
He said to me later.
O so fun mi nigba to ya.
He said, in that second,
o ni laarin iseju aya yen.
Father, I remember all your sermons on holiness.
Baba, gbogbo iwaju te tin wa ninu igbe lori igbe aye wa mi mo pata lo wa si ranti mi.
In that second, as I saw the cutlass coming, because I knew this is it now,
ni iseju aya ti mo ri ada ti ajigunjale gbe toke to si n bo latari mi yi, gbogbo iwaju yin nipa igbe aye wa mi mo lo wa si ranti mi.
Remember everything you have said about restitution, about I remembered all.
Ohun gbogbo te ti so nipa atunse gbogbo re pata ni o wa si ranti mi pata.
Fortunately, God was merciful.
Ṣùgbọ́n nígbà tí ọ̀gbẹ́ni yìí máa ṣoríire, Ọlọ́run ṣàánú fún.
He arrested the hand.
Ọwọ́ Ọlọ́run tí máa ń da ibi dúró.
He arrested the hand.
Ọlọ́run dá ọwọ́ àdá adigunjalè dúró.
And the young man was able to escape to tell the story.
Ọ̀gbẹ́ni tí a sì fẹ́ bẹ́ lórí yìí, ó sá àsálà láti lè sọ ìtàn tí à ń sọ fún yín yìí.
And now put right everything in his life.
O si wa ko un gbogbo sinu aye re.
O wa tun gbogbo nkan to wa ninu aye e se.
O wa tun gbogbo nkan to wa ninu aye re se.
And said to me, sir.
O si wa so wi pe baba.
Now I live as if every day will be my last.
Ni isin mo ngbe igbe aye mi gege bi eni pe gbogbo ojojo kokan ni opin ojo aye mi.
That's the way to live.
Ona lati gbagbe igbe aye yi ni.
You don't know when you are going, brother.
Nitori pe iwo arakunrin o ma mo gba to nlo.
You don't know when you are going, sister.
Arabirin o ma mo gba titi re o de.
There are some of us here, the children we produce are died.
Opolopo ninu wa lo wa ni bi yi to je pe awon omo to atinu wa bi awon gan ti ku.
So going is not by age.
Nipa atire koja lo si oke oke orun ki se nipa ojo ori.
This doesn't mean that the older one will die first. No.
Ko ti le tumo si wi pe awon to dagba julo ni won kokko ma ku ko ri be.
It is appointed unto man once to die.
Eje lati ko fun eniyan wi pe ekan soso ni yo ku.
When the appointed date comes.
Nigba ti ojo ti a si yan lati ku yi ba de.
It's not anybody can do.
Ko si enikan to lagbara lojo iku re.
The elders have been saying.
Awon agba ma nwi pe.
You can heal sickness, you can heal death.
Aisan lo se wo, olojo o se wo.
When the day comes.
Nigba ti ojo ohun ba de.
Doesn't matter your anointing.
Ko ni fi je bi ifororo yan re ti le hun ko gbo bi
ka so. It doesn't matter how what a prayer warrior you are.
Ko ni fi je bo ti le fadura jagun to.
When the day of appointment comes.
Nigba ti ojo iku re ba de.
It's time to go.
Ni se lo to akoko lati re koja lo.
My prayer for you, my brothers and sisters, is that when your day comes, it will be a day of glory. It will be a day of joy. I pray that you will go there smiling. So will it be for you? So will it be for me? You don't have to be sick to die.
Oh, cheche, oh, ni lati cha sankotoku.
When your day comes, you go.
Ni bati ojo e ba de lilo na ni o gbeyin boy.
Now,
nisin,
the Bible says,
Bibeli wipe,
the king came and wept.
Oba wa, oba se soko.
Elisha was sick.
Elisha. O shaisa.
The king came and wept.
Oba si wa o sokun.
That's a tremendous statement.
Gbolohun to nipon ni ile.
I mean, it's like saying,
ite lo dabi wi pe ka wi pe
the pastor was sick.
Olucho agutan kan shaisa.
And the president came and wept.
Are si wa o si sokun.
If you fall sick today, will the chairman of the local government come and
o ba chaisan loni nje alaga ipile bi to ti wa nje o ti e ma mo.
Does he know you are in his local government?
Ko ti le mo wi pe o ngbe ni agbegbe to won se akoso le lori.
King came and wept.
Oba to Elisha wa nigba to chaisan oba se sokan.
Raises some major issues.
Eleyi gangaga o hu awon gbogbo oro kayo.
Will you be missed if you die today?
To ba ku leni jawon eniyan ma padanu e.
We didn't know that you die. Will it matter to anybody?
Nje awon eniyan yo mo pe o ku. Ije ku re yo ko awon eniyan yo mi awon eniyan gbegbe.
Of what use are you in the society? Yeah, so that whether you live or die, of what use? That's a major question now.
Kini iwulo re lawojo omo eniyan bo ku ni bo wa laye eleyi gangan ni bere ta nbere nsin kini iwulo re lawojo o eniyan.
Genesis 39
iwe Genesis ori kokan de logoji
verse 1 to 5
lati ese kini didi ese karun.
Genesis 39 1 to 5
iwe Genesis ori kokan de logoji ese kini didi ese karun.
Say
o to wi pe
God prosper Potiphar's house for Joseph's sake.
Olorun so ile Potiphar di oloro ni titori ti Joseph.
Is your village prospering because of you?
Nje abule bi to ti wa njo nsirere ni titori pe o ti be wa.
No, let's come a little closer.
E je ki a wa le pepe ka wa sile sumo.
Your own family itself, is it blessed because you are there?
Ebi ninu ebi ta ti bi o nje won di eni alabuku fun nitori pe a ti ebi o nibe.
Some of you are rich.
Opolopo ni lo ni oro.
But who knows?
Sugbon ta lo mo?
Who is benefiting?
Ta lo nje ninu oro e?
If you die, it is not going to matter to anybody.
Bo ba ku ko turun lara eni kankan.
Who is going to miss you when you go? That's the question you should ask yourself now. Talo ma
so wi pe ah a padanu olore yi ibere to ye ko bere lowo ara eni.
Of what value is my life before I begin to talk of unlimited greatness? Of what use am I?
Bawo ni aye mi se ni wulo to ki n to tun bere si ni soro lori isoni din la ti ko ni di won.
If I die today, will my provincial pastor miss me?
Nje tin ba ti e ko loni ala olucho aguta ipile mi se yo mo pe mo ku
with the geophilic.
Nje ku mi gan papa yo kan baba.
Will God himself know that anybody left?
Nje olorun papa ti e ma mo wi pe aye enikan ba fo.
When you read 2 Kings chapter 5
nigba ti aba ka iwe awon oba keji ori karun
verse 1 to 14
lati ese kini didide ese ikerinla.
2 Kings 5 verse 1 to 14.
Iwe awon oba keji ori karun ese kini didide ese kerinla.
Naaman got his healing because a maid, just an ordinary maid, housemaid, witnessed.
Namani, ori imularada re gba nititori wipe omo odun obirin kan o jeri.
That maid, I am sure when we get to heaven, she will come out and say, "You don't know me. I'm the one who brought healing to Naaman."
O da mi loju wipe omo odun obirin yi nigba ta ba di orun yo jade wa wipe e o mo mi ni emi ni mo mu imularada manana banana mani nipa eri ti mo je.
In that house,
ninu ile ni,
if that child dies, they will miss her.
Ti omo obirin yi ba ku nibe gangan won ma padanu e.
I know one of our pastors,
mo mo kan ninu awon olucho agutan wa,
sitting somewhere there.
O joko laarin yin ni bi,
when he was somewhere in Osun State.
Nigba ti o wa ni ipinle Osun,
the house where he was staying uses a pit latrine.
Ile ibi to ngbe ichalanga ni won nsu si.
And he made it his duty to make that pit latrine so clean you can sit down there and pray.
O si gun je oju se re lati wi pe ile iyagbe chalanga yi ko hun ma gba ko ma mo to je pe bo ba ti lo iyagbe nibe wa gbagbe sun lo.
I am sure when he was transferred, that the everybody living in that house,
o
da mi loju
wi pe nigba ti a si oluso agutan ni ko pada kuro nipinle Osun lo si ibomiran gbogbo lukuluku olugbe ni ile ni won mo wi pe aye enikan sile.
If they transfer you today, how many people will feel it?
Ti won ba gbe kuro nibi to n sise ranse Olorun lowo lowo yi eni melo ni yo ka ba mo tabi yo ki daro ko lo.
How many people are you living for, or are you just living for yourself?
Ti tori awon eni melo lo se n gbe igbe aye to n gbe abi n se lo kan n gbe igbe aye yi lati te ara re lorun.
Ask the widow of Zarephath.
Bere lowo opo ara Serifati.
Did she miss Elijah when Elijah finally left?
Nigba ti Elijah kuro lodo re tabi ti Elijah ti yin kuro lo njo ki daro re po hun padanu.
You better believe it.
E gba gbo ni toton.
As the Shunammite woman.
Bere lowo opo Shunemu.
Did she feel it when Elisha said, "Bye-bye, I'm not coming to your house again"?
Njo mo lara nigba ti Elisha so fun wi pe arabirin o dabo na omi o pada sinu ile re mo.
Read Acts chapter 9.
Be ka iwe ise awon apostoli ori kesan.
Verse 36 to 42.
Ese ikerindinlogoji titi di ese kejilelogoji.
Acts 9, 36 to 42.
Ise awon apostoli ori kesan. Ese ikerindinlogoji. Titi di ese kejilelogoji.
The Bible tells us,
Bibeli so fun wa,
that when Dorcas died,
pe nigba ti Dorcas to ku,
the widows were so sad.
Gbogbo awon opo ni ibanu je lubole.
Until God has to send Dorcas back to them.
Titi di igba ti Olorun ti da emi Dorcas pada saarin won.
Why?
Kini di?
Because she was a blessing to them.
Ni titori pe ohun je ibukun fun gbogbo awon opo won ni.
Are you a blessing to anyone?
Iwo ha je ibukun fun enikankan bi?
Are you?
Ki o je ibukun fun enikankan bi?
We need to sort this out.
Ani lati joko ka yanju oro yi gan.
Because to lead is to serve.
Ni titori pe lati ma saaju tabi lati ma dari ohun ni lati ma sinru.
You know the way people pray.
E mo ona ti awon eniyan gbadura.
When you are effective.
Nigba ti o ba kopa ninu aye won.
They pray and they say, "God will preserve you for us."
Won gba adura won si so wi pe ki Olorun ko da emi re si fun wa.
Not for you.
I te fun ara e.
For us.
Fun wa.
Which means if you are of no use, God can take you anytime he wants. We don't care.
Eyi to tumo se wi pe bo ba je alai wulo eniyan. Olorun le mu e lo ni gba ki gba won o bi kita.
If you die today, how many people will weep?
Ti o ba ku loni, eni melo ni yo titori iku re sunkun.
Many people will suffer a loss.
Eni meno ni yo mo pa won ti padanu enikan.
Acts chapter 8 verse 2.
Ise awon apostle ori kejo ese keji.
Acts 8 verse 2.
Ise awon apostle ori kejo ese keji.
Tells us.
O so fun wa
that when Stephen died.
Pe nigba ti Stephen ku,
people wept.
Awon eniyan pohun rere eko.
It was an ordinary deacon.
Diakoni ni oye Stefano.
They died young.
O kulewe.
They wept.
Won suku.
They wept greatly.
Won pohun rere eko gidi gidi.
Recently in a church.
Laipe yi ninu ijo kan.
Two people died around the same time.
Awon eniyan meji ku ni ogbogba akoko kan na.
They are about the same age.
Won fere je omo odun kan na ojo ori kan na.
People greeted the general overseer for the death of one of the two.
Awon eniyan ki alabojuto ijo nititori iku enikan ninu won.
Only about half a dozen mentioned the first one.
Boya awon eyan bi mefa lo daruko enikeji.
Every one of them was saying, sorry about so and so, sorry about. I bet there were two of them who died around the same time.
Oh, look, 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 I went in, 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 I went in.
If you die today, we say sorry to the general overseer.
Tio Batia, Coloni. Ije won ale so fun baba wa wi pe o pele o.
Settle that during this year of foundations.
Ninu odun ifipile tutun leleye. E je ka joko ka yanju eyi.
What am I living for?
Kini ohun ti mo nti tori re gbe laye?
Of what value is my life?
Kini wulo aye mi gangan?
Who will miss me if I die?
Taloma pohun rere eku mi ni mu gba tin ba ku.
Stop living for yourself, begin to live for others.
Dekun ati ma gbe igbe aye re fun iwulo ara re. Bere si ni gbe igbe aye re fun iwulo awon elomiran.
Why are doctors, medical doctors so important?
Kini dide ti awon onisego oyibo ti won fi se eni pataki to be?
Because they could wake them up in the middle of the night to come and attend to people.
Tori pe won le ji won logojo oro lati wa se toju eni ti aisan dede kolu.
Why should pastors be more important than doctors?
Kini idi ti oluso agutan fi ni lati je ni pataki ju awon dokita lo?
Because you are supposed to be available whenever they need you.
O je ti tori wi pe o gbodo wa laro won to nigba ki gba ti won ba ni olo.
When they are happy, they are naming their children, you are supposed to be there.
Nigba ti nu won ba ndun ti won ba so omo won loruko iwo lo ye ko so omo won loruko.
When they are getting married, you are supposed to be there.
Nigba ti won ba npe itegbe yawo awon omo won iwo gan lo ye ko wa nibe.
When they are sick, you are supposed to be there.
Nigba ti ara won ko ba le iwo gan lo ye ko wa nibe.
If they have any problem with the law, you are supposed to be there.
Bi won ba ni ijoro kan pelu Oluwa iwo gan lo ye ko.
The law, law ofin.
Bi won ba ni ijoro kan pelu ofin iwo gan lo ye ko wa nibe.
When they die, you are supposed to be there.
Nigba ti won ba ku pa pa iwo lo ye ko wa nibe.
When their children is seeking admission to a college, you are supposed to be there.
Nigba ti won omo won ba se danwo ati wo ilewe grammar iwo lo ye ko wa nibe.
When the landlord is giving them trouble, you are supposed to be there.
Nigba ti eni ti won yale gbe lowo re ba fun won ni iyonu iwo gan lo ye ko wa nibe.
The pastor is supposed to be a carpenter, a bricklayer, a land agent. You are supposed to be everything.
Oluso agutan ye ko je gbena gbena ko je kole kole ko si je ohun gbogbo ninu ohun gbogbo ni igbe aye awon to nse oluso agutan le lori.
I can't, these people are too troublesome. I don't like the trouble they are giving me.
Awon eniyan won yin isoro won ma ti po o ti isoro won ti su mi.
Then get out of the ministry.
To ba je be ni iwasi ti e ise Olorun ni sise sile.
Get to serve them. Get to serve the people.
E je ki a si awon eniyan.
So that when you go, at least some people will miss you.
Ti ko ba le je pe nigba ti o ba ti yin kuro lo awon enikan ti so pe awon padanu re.
A true pastor has no closing time.
Olujo aguta to to ko ni akoko to ngbe se party.
Because while you are sleeping, somebody may come knocking.
Tori pe nigba to ba so yipo wa loju orun, enikan le wole wa ko si kan le kun kokoko.
One man came from Abeokuta some time ago to wake us up at 2 a.m.
Ogbeni kan ti Abeokuta wa laipe ojo yi ta lati wa ji wa logojo oru.
Crying like nobody's business.
Don't keep be rara bi eni pe ko bi kita fun eniken.
What's the problem, sir?
Finish oro yin o alagba.
The government is owing me money.
Awon ijoba lo je mi lowo.
They have not paid.
Won o si sanwo je ti mo se fun won.
Since when have they been owing you?
Mo abere lowo re pe igba wo ni awon ijoba tin je o lowo yi.
4 years.
Odun merin gba ko ni.
If you have waited 4 years, can't you wait till tomorrow morning before you come?
Oh, but le dara duro di gbogbo odun merin. Oh, hale duro di owuro laki ile ojumo fi mo.
I just cannot sleep, so I say I will come to Adeboye to come and pray.
Only cheni onu oko mi o, cheni mo laju le kodoro lonu oko mi mo ba
ni ti wa baba. I have no money. I have no money.
Mi o lowo lawa o, idi ani mo je poru ni o.
They are owing me and they have not paid.
Ijoba je mi lowo o je ti mo je fun won o so mi o, won o so fun mi o.
I almost said, am I now supposed to be a debt collector?
Mo ti le baba fe le bere lowo won wi pe se nisin o ti wa so mi dalajo somolu ni.
But all he wanted was prayer.
Ṣugbọn ohun tó nílò rẹ̀ gan ni àdúrà pé ká gbàdúrà fún.
It was Friday night.
Ó jẹ́ àṣálẹ̀ ọjọ́ Jímọ̀.
And we prayed.
A sì gba àdúrà.
And by Monday, the government paid him.
Nígbà tó sì máa fi di ọjọ́ Monday, ìjọba sanwó rẹ̀. Hallelujah.
They will come to you with what to consider crazy problems.
Wọ́n tọ̀ ẹ̀ wá pẹ̀lú ohun tí wọ́n lè gbà wípé irú ìṣòro wèrè wo leléyìí.
My phone rang this morning.
Lóòrọ̀ kùtùkùtù yìí ni ẹ̀rọ ìbánisọ̀rọ̀ bàbá tó lù gbọ̀ngbọ̀n.
By this morning, I mean after 12 midnight.
À ń sọ wípé ní òwúrọ̀ gangba ṣe ń dásẹ̀ wọnú ọjọ́ ta wà yìí. Aago méjìlá òru tẹ̀ kọjá díẹ̀ ni.
And one girl, I don't know where she got my phone number from.
Ọmọbìnrin kan tó jẹ́ pé mi ò mọbi tó ti rí nọ́mbà ẹ̀rọ ìbánisọ̀rọ̀ mi.
Daddy, I want you to pray for me.
Daddy, mo fẹ́ kẹ jọ kẹ gbàdúrà fún mi ni.
I have an examination.
Mo ní ìdánwò tí mo fẹ́ ṣe.
After midnight.
Láago méjìlá kọjá díẹ̀.
Yes, pray for me.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni bàbá, ẹ gbàdúrà fún mi.
And I know if I'm to be able to continue with what I'm doing, I better pray.
Mo sì mọ̀ wípé tí yóò bá gbà mí láyè mi láti máa ṣe ohun tí mò ń ṣe lọ́wọ́ ìṣó. Mo kọ́kọ́ gbọ́dọ̀ gbàdúrà ti ẹ̀ ná.
And then I pray.
Mo sì gbàdúrà.
And you can hear the joy from the other end of the something when I say in Jesus' name I pray.
O sì lè gbọ́ nínú ọ̀rọ̀ ìbánisọ̀rọ̀ yìí. Ìró ìhó ayọ̀ rẹ̀ lọ́gbọ̀n.
Thank you, Daddy.
Ẹ ṣe o, bàbá.
If that fellow heard that the father he wants to phone has died.
Tí irú ẹni tó tẹ wáyà lọ́rùn gàjọ́ yìí bá gbọ́ pé bàbá tóun fẹ́ tẹ wáyà sí yìí, ó ti lọ.
He's going to be sad.
Dájúdájú inú rẹ̀ ó bàjẹ́ o.
If you are useful, you will never know how many people will weep when you disappear.
Bó bá wúlò, o ò lè mọyì ẹni tí yóò sunkún nígbà tó o bá lọ.
From today,
látòní yìí lọ,
your life will cease to be a useless life.
Ìgbé ayé rẹ yóò dẹkun àti má wúlò mọ.
I say it one more time.
Mo tún sọ lẹ́ẹ̀kẹtì.
I say from today.
Mo sọ pé látòní yìí lọ,
your life will cease to be a useless life.
Ìgbé ayé rẹ yóò dẹkun láti má wúlò.
You are here now for convention.
Àti dé sí fún àjọ̀dún ọlọ́dọọdún báyìí.
Be useful.
Bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní wúlò.
Do something during this convention to even show God from now I will be useful.
Ṣé nǹkan kan nínú àjọ̀dún ọlọ́dọọdún yìí láti ẹ̀ ti lè fi hàn fọlọ́run pé láti ìsìyí lọ o. Mo ti ṣèpinnu àti máa wúlò.
You get to the auditorium, the chair has been cleaned for you.
Bó bá dé inú gbọ̀ngàn ìjọsìn, àwọn kan ti jí wá láti wá nu orí ìjòkó tó máa jókòó.
Somebody has swept the floor.
Àwọn kan ti jí láago mẹ́fà òwúrọ̀ láti wá gbálẹ̀.
Some people are going to prepare the food you eat.
Àwọn kan lóye máa wà nínú kíchìnì ọdúpẹ́ lọ́wọ́ Ọlọ́run pa àfojú fèèfì mọ́ tí wọ́n máa fi mú fèèfì tí oúnjẹ tó máa jẹ.
Then you expect somebody else to wash the plate.
O sì ń retí wípé tó bá jẹun tán kó fẹsẹ̀ taari àwo kẹ́lò ní
wàá kó. What exactly are you doing? What's your own contribution?
Kí lohun gúnmọ́ tó ń gbé ṣe? kini lowo si ti re.
When you be walking and you see litters on the street, you can't use it. Look at these people, they can't even sweep this street.
Wa ma lo loju titi wa ri ewe gbo ari nkan kan kakiri oju ona wa ja ma kun sa awon eniyan won yin won le gbalẹ mo ni abi ki le we nse loju titi.
What is your own contribution?
Kini ohun ti won gbe se fun Olorun gan?
What is it?
Kini nkan ohun?
Choose to be useful.
Yan lati bere se ni wulo.
Make up your mind. Even if there's nothing else you can do, pray.
Bi o ba ti eje pe ko si ohun miran lati se mo,
gbadura. Pray for the success of the convention.
Gbadura fun aseyori ajodun olododun.
Pray for those working in the children department.
Gbadura fun awon to nchiche ni gboga awon omo wewe.
Pray that electricity will not fail.
Gbadura yi pe ko ma si imuna lo.
Pray that the rain will not disturb.
Gbadura yi pe ki ojo ko ma di wa lowo.
Pray for those who will sing so that their voice won't crack.
Gbadura fun awon ti o ma korin ko won ma ba ha.
Pray you have something you can do.
Ohun kan wa to le se to ba gbadura.
You can do. There's something you can do.
Ohun kan wa to le se.
But then the king wept.
Sugbo sibe sibe Obama sunkun
brings us to another aspect.
O tun mu wa lo si bi ipepele miran.
The dangers of sorrow.
Ewu to wa ninu ibanuje.
Some of the dangers we will mention, we won't be able to cover it
all. Awon ewu to wa ninu ibanuje ni a o ni le so gbogbo le tan but sugbon a fi enu kan die.
People who are weeping don't see clearly.
Awon ti won sunkun to mi je ntu jade ni oju won pere pere won e le riran kedere.
Job 17 verse 7.
Iwe Job ori ketadelogun ese keje.
Job 17 verse 7.
Job ori ketadelogun ese keje.
Job said, my eye is dim because of sorrow.
Job so wi pe okudu suba oju mi nitori ibanuje.
Those who weep often always end up using glasses.
Awon ti won ma fi gba gbogbo sunkun won ni pe ma lo gigi awo oju.
Sorrow dims vision.
Nse ni ibanuje o ma mu ki iran eniyan ko sokokun.
Not only physical vision, but spiritual vision.
Ki se iran nipa ti ara nikan ni bi ko se nipa iran ti emi pelu.
Sorrow is dangerous.
Ibanuje je ohun to lewu gedegede.
It causes spiritual slumber.
Nse lo ma mu ni sun ni isu orun ti emi.
It causes you to want to sleep when you should be awake.
Nse ni ibanuje ma tori agbakodo wi pe ko sun nigba to ye ko wa lojufo.
Luke 22 verse 45.
Iwe lukori ikejilelogun ese karundinladota.
Luke 22 verse 45.
Iwe lukori ikejilelogun ese karundinladota.
The Bible says.
Bibeli so wi pe.
When Jesus asked Peter, James and John to be watching and praying.
Nigbati Jesus so fun Peteru, Johanu ati Jacobu wi pe ki won ma shona, kon ma sigba, kon si ma gbadura.
He came and found them sleeping for sorrow.
O pada wa lati ba won lati ma sun nitori pe ibanuje bori okan won.
They were sleeping because of sorrow.
Won ti tori ibanuje sun orun ti ko ye kan sun.
Proverbs 15 verse 13.
Iwe owe ori ketala ese. Iwe owe ori kedogun ese ketala.
Proverbs 15 verse 13.
Iwe owe ori kedogun ese ketala.
Tells us that sorrow breaks the spirit.
O so fun wa ni daniloju pe nse ni ibanuje ma pa mi le okan.
When you are sad, you become depressed, you become like someone who is deflated.
Nigbati o ba ni ibanuje gidigidi nse lo da ma dabi enikan to ti jodanu.
Don't give room to sorrow.
Jowo ma gbaye fun ibanuje.
Sorrow is a killer.
Nititori pe ibanuje ma npa ni.
It can lead you to pray the kind of prayer you shouldn't pray.
Ibanuje le mu ko gba iru adura ti fun ti ko ye fun won lati gba.
Judges 16 verse 30.
Iwe awon onidajo ori kanidinlogun ese ogbon.
Judges 16 verse 30.
Iwe awon onidajo ese ori kanidinlogun ese ogbon.
Samson looked at himself.
Samson, o wo ara re.
It's me. Look at what I have become.
Wo nkan ti mo wada.
me the champion of Israel.
Emi ti se ajagun segun Israel.
Now I've lost my eyes.
Nisin mo ti padanu oju mi.
And I'm now grinding corn
in
the enemy's camp. He said, God, let me die with the Philistines. God said, Amen.
And
he said, Lord, if he had said, Lord, let me destroy these
Philistines
and restore my sight, so that I can continue to shine for you. I've learned my lesson now. Give me my eyes back.
And
I will use those eyes for you, not for women. God would have done it. It's an easy thing for the Almighty God to reap. Place the two eyes. Those who were born without eyes, God gave them eyes. But because he was depressed, looked at himself. Looked at where he was and where he is
now.
So let me die with the Philistines. God said, fine. A great man like Elijah. In 1 Kings chapter 19. Verse 1 to 4. 1
Kings
19 verse 1 to 4. Because he was sad. Asked God to kill him. The Lord, let me die. Not better than my forefather. Let me die. Thank God. God didn't answer his prayer. He gave him food instead. Don't give room to sorrow.
It will
come. The enemy will throw it at you one way or the other.
But
as a champion of the Most
High,
you must keep on throwing the arrow of the enemy back to him. What do you do with sorrow?
Number one,
remember that man may go, but God remains. God remains. Parents may die. Children may die. Friends may go. But God remains. Psalm 19, verse 1 to 2.
Only David the Oricock Cadinia Dorum. Only David the Oricock Cadinia Dorum. Ezek near Zekeji.
Psalm 19, verses 1 and 2.
Only David the Oria Dorum. Ezek near Zekeji.
Say, God, you have been our help in all generations.
Only alone, Latia Yera Yeni, what did you say?
So before the mountains were brought forth, you are God.
Only Kia woke, Koto Duro, what did you alone?
From everlasting to everlasting, thou art God.
Latia Yera Yedi, Ayera Ye, Wana, Neoloro.
Lord, I'm facing this big mountain, but you are still God.
Olorun mi mo ndoju ko oke nla yi sugbon sibe ipo re o yi pada Olorun ti ni o.
Psalm 46 verse 1.
Orin David orikerin din ni adota ese kini.
Psalm 46 verse 1.
Orin David orikerin din ni adota ese kini.
He said, God is our hope, our strength.
O ni Olorun ni ireti wa ati agbara wa.
Ever present help in time of.
O ni lowo lowo iran lowo ni igba eni.
Man may go.
Eni a le re koja lo.
God remains.
Sugbon Olorun wa ni ipo re sibe.
Number two.
Ekeji.
God knows the end from the beginning.
Olorun mo opin lati ipile se wa.
Acts 15 verse 8.
Acts 15
verse 8. Known unto God
Oni mimo fun Olorun.
Are all his works.
Ohun ni awon ise re gbogbo.
Before the foundations of the earth.
Ki a to fi ipele aye yi lele.
Nothing happens to you that God did not know before the foundation of the earth.
Ko si ohun kankan to sele si o tabi to le sele si o ti Olorun o mo lati pele si ojo aye wa.
If you want to surrender your life to Jesus, I have only 2 minutes for that now. So come from all over and come and surrender your life to Jesus. So we can pray for the salvation of your soul. So that God can cleanse you in his blood. Let's come quickly if we are coming. And the rest of us, let's talk to the Lord for a minute or two. I say, Father, anoint me tonight. Give me a new beginning. Give me a new leap forward. Give me an incredible leap forward. Give me a galloping leap forward. Almighty God, anoint me until my cup will run over.
Baba, fi ororo re yan mi do ororo le mi lori titi ti ago mi yo fi pa ko sile.
Yes, let's talk to the Lord now.
E je ka bere si ba Olorun soro bayi.
And those of you who are coming to give your life to Jesus,
oh yeah, what an jade bo lati ba ko yi wa fun Jesus.
Keep coming and begin to pray as you come. I say, Lord, save my soul today. I have come to surrender my life to you. No more joking with sin. I've come to surrender. Forgive me, O Lord. Save my soul. And Lord God Almighty, just wash me in your blood and make me clean. Wash me in your blood and make me clean. Come, the Lord is calling you now. This is the day of salvation. Call on the Almighty God. Glory be to your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord, save souls tonight. Set the captives free. And let your name be glorified like never before. Thank you, Father. Glory be to your name. Let's begin to bring our prayers to a close. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Father,
Baba,
we thank you. Thank you that you are here. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for making this day a special day. Glory be to your holy name. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. These your children have come. You said, whosoever will come unto you, you will no wise cast out. They have come. Receive them in Jesus' name. Save their souls in Jesus' name. Cleanse them in your blood in Jesus' name. Write their names in the book of life in Jesus' name. Beginning from today, let them remain your children forever. When it is time for anointing, let them receive power. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen.
Amen.
Let somebody shout hallelujah.
And the Lord sent his word to heal them and deliver them from their destruction. Thank you for listening to today's message from Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. We believe you've been blessed. If you need this message on audio CD, please contact us on our USA address, 4307 Highway 90A, Stafford, Texas, 77477, or call 281-936-1825, or visit our Nigeria office, 129 Redemption Way, Ebutimeta, Lagos, Nigeria, or call 0708-756-9132 or 281-936-1825. Remember, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever.